President Donald Trump rolled out his Board of Peace in Davos, Switzerland, at a meeting of the World Economic Forum, where he said, "We're going to be very successful in Gaza."
Of course, the war in Gaza, which is really coming to an end. We have little fires that we'll put out, but they're little. They were giant, giant, massive fires, and now they're down to little fires.
Although a peace panel was part of the agreement to end fighting in Gaza, Trump has plans far beyond that.
Once this board is completely formed, we can do pretty much whatever we want to do, and we'll do it in conjunction with the United Nations. There's tremendous potential with the United Nations, and I think the combination of the Board of Peace with the kind of people we have here, coupled with the United Nations, can be, you know, something very, very unique for the world.
Trump says 59 countries have lined up to join the Board of Peace, Albania for one, and countries that want to become permanent members of the board can do so if they agree to pony up $1 billion. But overall, Trump's announcement was short on details about how the board will work or how it will cooperate with the United Nations. International lawyer and mediator Nomi Bar-Yaakov is among the skeptics.
I think it's a very serious problem because it is up to this Board of Peace, which is basically a one-man show. All the power lies with US President Donald Trump, 100%, to decide what kind of relationship he would like to have with the UN so he can use them to help achieve his goals when he likes and not cooperate with them when he does not.
She also has concerns about the makeup of the board.
Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has said he would join, President Putin of Russia is mulling it over. Both of them have been indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court. So what kind of a Board of Peace is this? And I think this is a rhetorical question, but it's not just them. It's about the fact that this is a Board of Peace with a view of the world that money is the key factor in power.
Other skeptics include many Gaza residents who say they think Israel will still be in control. Many U.S. allies are also skeptical and have decided not to join the board, including the United Kingdom, France, Norway, and Sweden. And then there are concerns about the peace board being used to replace the UN with a body under Trump's control. In fact, the logo for the peace board is pretty similar to the UN logo, except instead of an image of the world between olive branches, there's an image of North America, along with a bit of South America, including Venezuela, which may have something to do with Elon Musk's remarks at the event.
I heard about the formation of the peace summit, and I was like, is that P-I-E-C-E? you know, a little piece of Greenland, a little piece of Venezuela.
As for the UN itself, it says it will cooperate with the peace board, but the Secretary General's spokesperson, Stéphane Dujarric, says the UN remains the only international organization with a universal membership. He says, "We're continuing our work, we're keeping calm, and carrying on." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.